pathway right here that takes you out so you don't have to hop the fence anymore.
Okay. Oh, and, wow, that's great.
To let people know that we'll be starting construction on the parking structure over here in September.
Uh-huh.
And they'll be having shuttles bring people into the station okay. so that we can keep traffic still flowing. And okay. we just thought we would, you know, have a nice Thursday and mm-hmm. treat our commuters to something. So enjoy a free cup of coffee, have some donuts, maybe get a bag and a
okay,
water
bottle. Great. In here
yeah.
that's available.
There's information in the bags and on the thing if you want some information regarding the train service.
All right. Have there been a lot of people coming by
mm-hmm.
and stopping by?
There have, yeah. Okay. So City of Tustin in conjunction with the Orange County Transit Authority is
okay.
trying to make commuting a little bit better for everybody.
All right. Well, that's great. I appreciate it.
Some
Starbucks coffee
that's
and some
right.
donut holes. It looks good. Thank you.
Yeah,
absolutely. Thank you.
It's about
maybe later.
Okay.
Thank you. Be right back.
And now about 76,000 people. When that gets built out across the way where all the hangars are, when we build out the legacy, then it will be somewhere close to 90,000 people. And that'll be virtually built out except for, you know, doing some infill redevelopment.
Good morning, Chairman.
Good morning.
How are you
How
doing?
Are you? Good.
Doing?
Good.
And Mayor of Tustin. Do you mind if I do a quick interview with you?
Interview away, yeah.
All right. So I've got the Mayor of Tustin with me, Jerry Amonte, and also the Chairman of the Orange County Transportation Authority. And it looks like you're chatting with some commuters and some residents here, as well as some other dignitaries. So tell me what's going on here and what, why the free coffee and the donuts and the... Great information out here.
Well, it's always a good reason to visit Tustin. Just this morning is that we're celebrating a little bit. We are we're celebrating the dedication and opening of this wonderful path that you see over my shoulder, Ted. It is an opportunity for commuters to park conveniently and get to the station, something we've been working on for a while. So that's sort of a grand opening of that path this morning, which is a reason for the coffee and donuts and all the nice little gifts that we're giving away from the city and from OCTA. But we're also celebrating groundbreaking this fall for a major improvement to the station. We're going to build a parking structure that will have about 800 spaces in it, which is sorely needed here, which will be a major improvement for commuters and make it easier for them to be able to use a Metrolink system we're expanding in the county.
Right, that's great. And there's a lot of buzz taking place here. And I know the commuters are excited. I'm one of the commuters on Metrolink, and they're excited about the opportunity to safely cross through this area and then also have the parking addition, which will be, like you said, sorely needed. Any other transportation information you want to share with us today?
I can tell you that while I had our CEO, Mr. Kempton, here earlier today, we were talking about connecting a bike trail that ends just the other side of the Jamboree Bridge to this area so that it would be easier for the commuters. And we're talking about pedestrian bridges to the legacy. So we're still talking about planning that we'll do, Ted, for more improvements to the train station.
Right. So it's really about connecting all modes of transportation, from pedestrians to bicyclists to people, you know, driving into the station, parking, and then hopping onto the Metrolink. So it's really about all that interconnectivity and making transportation just easier for people, isn't it?
Right. It's all about making it a part of the quality of life in Orange mm-hmm. County, and that's an important thing for us to do as a transportation agency. We're not just about moving people and goods. We're about making their lives more livable and making them more efficient and have a better time enjoying Orange County.
All right. Well, I appreciate your leadership and your support and all the great innovative things that you're doing and exercising great amount of leadership in transportation but also in leading the city forward. So thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Ted. I got a great, great organization of people that do all this. I just get to talk about it.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Nice to meet you, Peter.
Thank you.
Bye.
So I've got Sarah Swenson here, who's the community relations specialist for the Orange County Transportation Authority. And you're here to do what? I see some rail safety things and...
It's basically a commuter appreciation morning that we wanted to come out here for. I've been interviewing a lot of the passengers that used to basically cross the abandoned tracks mm-hmm. illegally in order to get from one side to the other. Mm-hmm. And that's unsafe behavior. And since I'm Rail Safe Sarah, I figured, you know what, let's, if you can't beat them, join them. And mm-hmm. we built this pedestrian walkway. We're out here with our rail safety materials, and we want to let them know that it's open and it's safe for them to use and it's easy access.
Right. What else can you share with me on the rail safety education program? I think this is one of the many components of that. What other components of this program in about 30 seconds we have left?
Our rail safety is for pedestrians, it's for drivers, it's for train riders, it's basically for everybody. So in addition to safe tips that they can use in order to be walking from one side to the other, it's about driver safety, and we can find all this information on our website at octa.net/rail safety.
And how can people find you on Twitter?
At Rail Safe Sarah. Sarah with an H at the end.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I think I'm going to grab some coffee and some great rail safety information. It looks like there's some Spanish and English materials.